And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Cedarhurst Assisted Living and Farm Credit Illinois. I'm Ryan Turk. Yesterday's press conference makes a good argument that Jacksonville is the hub of fine arts in West Central Illinois. Future plans for almost a dozen Jacksonville organizations were highlighted during the 7th annual Jacksonville Center for Arts press conference. According to statistics presented at the opening reception, approximately 100,000 people supported the arts in Jacksonville last year, leading to a $2 million boost in the local economy. Ken Bradbury was excited to present what the theater department of Lincoln Land Community College has in store for 2017. Bradbury and several LLCC students will be going to local grade school students over the next few months to give kids the opportunity to try their luck at improv acting.
I run into so many kids in the Jacksonville area, young kids who want to do theater, and now that the Theater Guild is defunct for a while, there's not a lot of opportunities for them. So I thought, well, we'll go to the schools. So we're going to North Elementary, to Triopia, to Trinity School, and work with them, teach them improv skills. Improv is sort of a fun doorway to theater.
The 14-student improv troupe will work with kids on a volunteer basis. On the musical side, Garrett Allman from the Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra is incorporating Shakespeare into future performances.
Well, our opening concert is entitled Celebrate the Bard, which is honoring the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, which will include music, solo voice, and orchestra music that was written based on writings of Shakespeare.
Jacksonville native Ryan Custer, who has performed opera across the country, will be featured in the performances. The orchestra consists of around 50 adults from the Jacksonville area. And the performances start on October 8th at Ramble Camp Bradney Chapel. The Strawn Art Gallery is embarking on its second century of offering arts at little or no cost to the community. Dana Ryan mentioned that the Strawn Art Gallery offers a new exhibit each month, with woodworking and photography coming in the near future. Other organizations represented included McMurray College, Illinois College Theater Works and Fine Arts Departments, Imagine Foundation, Playhouse on the Square, and the Prairie Land Chautauqua. A Springfield woman who pleaded guilty in May to driving under the influence in a 2014 car crash that killed a Jacksonville man and a Pleasant Plains woman has been sentenced. 29-year-old Andrea Little must serve 85% of the 20-year sentence she received from Circuit Judge Pete Kavanaugh on Thursday. Little was given credit for 669 days served behind bars at the Sangamon County Jail. The State Journal Register reports that Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser had agreed to ask for no more than a 20-year sentence, while Sangamon County Public Defender Robert Schleigert told the court a sentence of no more than 12 years would be appropriate. According to the Springfield paper, Little was intoxicated at the time of the October 25, 2014 crash that killed Danielle Allen, 16 years old, of Pleasant Plains, and Stephen Moore, 35 years old, of Jacksonville. Little's blood alcohol level was up almost three times the legal limit of the time of the crash on Illinois 125. Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. 57-year-old James Bone of the 200 block of Marnico was booked at around 1:45 for criminal trespass to land. Bone is still behind bars. Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 56-year-old John Yerber of Waverly was booked at the county jail at around 2:15 for failure to appear for DUI and contempt of court. Yerber is still in custody. WLDSWEAI News has received an update regarding the arrest of two Chapin residents on meth-related charges from Wednesday evening. 28-year-old Bonnie Fanning and 33-year-old Chad Fanning, both of Chapin, were booked at the county jail between 4 and 5 p.m. for aggravated participation in methamphetamine manufacturing. Chad Fanning was also booked for meth-related child endangerment after two children, ages 3 and 4, were discovered at the residence, which contained an active meth lab. Reports claim that a Morgan County deputy on scene smelled an aroma that was indicative of meth and approached the residence to discover an active meth lab. Chad and Bonnie Fanning remained behind bars. Health insurance rates might bring the New Year blues in 2017. The New Year will bring higher prices and fewer choices on the Illinois marketplace for families who buy their own health coverage. The Illinois Department of Insurance reports the average rate increase for a typical benchmark plan is 43%. Congressman Rodney Davis is concerned. The Greene County Republican continues to express concern about Obamacare, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act.
I think many families who were promised the ability to save an average of $2,500 a year when the Affordable Care Act was passed before I got to Washington are not seeing that. And frankly, many families are seeing an exponential increase in what they're going to have to pay for insurance this year. I think it shows that promises were not kept by the federal government, and it's a plan that we need to repeal and replace with one that's going to actually get families the access to the health care they need at an affordable cost.
Davis, the husband of a cancer survivor, says he can relate to the Illinois consumers.
As most people don't know, that by law, members of Congress are the only ones who have to sign up for their health care coverage through the Obamacare exchange. My premiums have gone up. My deductibles have gone up. And my out-of-pocket max has gone up. And that number matters to me because my family hit it one year when my wife was fighting cancer. And many families that are looking to the exchange to get coverage face those same circumstances my family faced 17 years ago. And they're seeing a 100% rise in just the premiums, just what they pay to have access to insurance.
Selection is a big issue, with the only one company offering plans in the 8-county area. And the Illinois Supreme Court dealt the final blow for the effort to let voters decide if state legislative maps should be drawn by an independent commission. In a 4-3 decision, the court ruled that the fair maps question would not be allowed on the November ballot. The majority opinion stated that the measure didn't fit the narrowly constructed requirements set forth by the Constitution. But Illinois Supreme Court Justice Bob Thomas says voters in Illinois have been muzzled and worries democracy has been stifled. Thomas is one of the justices who thought the plan to redraw Illinois' political map would stay on the November ballot. Governor Bruce Rauner, a longtime supporter of the effort, said in an emailed statement that, quote, fair maps create fair districts. The system is broken and controlled by career politicians. People leave when they cannot hold their politicians accountable. This is the second time in 2 years that the effort to get this question on the ballot has failed.
Cedarhurst of Jacksonville is now leasing. They're a top-notch assisted living and memory care community, which helps seniors take each day at their own pace. Feeling active? Enjoy fishing on Lake Cedarhurst or gardening in their raised flower beds. Feeling lazy? Spend your day playing cards with your new friends or pick out a book from the library. Make the most of each day at Cedarhurst of Jacksonville. Call to schedule your tour today, 217-919-9300, or visit cedarhurstjacksonville.com. For more information, Cedarhurst, where communities become families.
Since 1916, generations of farmers have relied on farm credit for the products and support needed to grow their family farms. As part of the nationwide farm credit system, Farm Credit Illinois joins each cooperative member in celebrating 100 years of lending support with a continued commitment to providing farm families in the rural marketplace with constructive credit, related services, and financial expertise. As a member-owned and directed financial cooperative, Farm Credit Illinois serves over 8,900 members, providing $4.2 billion in credit through 14 regional offices across the southern 60 counties of Illinois. Farm Credit Illinois supports rural community growth through 22 ag-focused college scholarships and over 60 community improvement grants awarded yearly. As stewards of the land, farmers can rely on farm credit to help farm families succeed today and tomorrow. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families for 100 years.
Taking a look at sports, in high school volleyball yesterday, Route won their home opener against Pleasant Hill, 25-22, 25-14. Calhoun defeated Liberty, 25-11, 25-21. Beardstown beat Meridosha, 25-16, 25-17. Porta took down Midwest Central, 25-10, 25-17. New Berlin slipped past Sangamon Valley, 25-22, 25-17. And Southeastern beat Pittsfield, 25-14, 25-13. In boys high school soccer, Beardstown shut out Canton 8-0. And in golf, Rout beat South County 173-193 at the Jacksonville Country Club. It's Friday night. Of course, it's the start of high school football season for many schools in the area. WEAI will carry two games tonight, starting with Jacksonville at Sacred Heart Griffin. Pregame starts at 6:30, kickoff at 7. JHS is coming off a 6-4 campaign that saw the Crimsons fall in the first round of the playoffs. SHG lost in the quarterfinals of the 6A playoffs. In the second game tonight, we'll have Rout on the road at Greenfield. That game begins immediately after the JHS game. Rout posted two wins a year ago. Around the WIVC, North Green goes to Beardstown. West Central hosts Camp Point. Troyopia welcomes Calhoun. Carrollton entertains Brown County. And Pleasant Hill is at Mid and Unity. In the Sangamo Conference, Pittsfield heads to Auburn. New Berlin is at Maroa Forsyth. Porta hosts North Mac. And Pleasant Plains is at Athens. Rushville Industry hosts West Prairie. Elsewhere, JHS plays Columbia Hickman this afternoon in the Quincy Notre Dame soccer tournament. JHS tennis team competes in Springfield. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.